Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope. And welcome to another hopeful morning with your host, Minister Kim, family and friends. It is a new month, and what decisions have you made towards personal and spiritual development? On last week, I shared the importance of adding more fruits to my diet. So far, I am doing well. My testimony this morning is once I made up my mind to implement a new regimen to my diet, I've received some benefits. Yes, right. Family, I have some benefits. I feel much better overall. My taste for sweets, you know, the cakes, you know, my chocolate bars that I love, guess what, has declined. And on last night, late in the evening, my children just surprised me. They sent me a fruit basket from Edibles. So this morning, we have fresh fruits in the studio, and Radio Angel, you can definitely have some, but I am
Thank
so
you.
Excited just because I have just implemented, right? So we want to be your accountability partners. We invited you from January 1st, and we want to continue to reiterate the importance of making a decision. You have to make a decision. My pastor said it, and I'm going to reiterate it here. He said it to the house, Kingdom Life, and we are doing it here. For you, we want you to make some decisions that are going to change your life. So whatever decisions that you have made or about to make, we would like to help you to stay on course. So each week, we will send out encouraging words while email you, and guess what? We will help you on this goal. All you have to do is go to hope@themorningglory.org or check us out on Facebook and go to The Morning Glory, IVO Hope, and definitely submit your decisions, and we will definitely be checking on you. Radio Angel, will you do the honors and share with our listeners today our topic and who is here with us this morning?
Oh, my goodness. So I'm super excited this morning. I get to spend a second day with my professor. Woo-hoo! So Dr. has returned back, and of course he was here last month as we opened up for our 21-day consecration, and he had given us some really great principles along with a booklet that he had made, which I felt was very helpful. And shout out to the whole family of Kingdom Life Temple. So we have him coming back today, which is awesome, and our topic for today is how to experience and maintain a personal revival. Y'all got me. I hope y'all got me, because
We need to be revived
that way. Revival. And this doesn't mean, you know, we think of revival, what we think of is we think about, well, I know for me, let me not talk about everybody else, but for me, I think about, you know, being in a park and saving souls. That's what I think of when I think of revival. And maybe you think of that too, but today we're going to get the correct definition in regards to what a revival is and how to really maintain and have your own personal revival. So it's going to be good. So I'm super excited. I sit in the classroom with him, and I get to sit here on the radio today with him. So it is totally an honor. So, Minister Kim?
We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. With who? Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple in Bronx. Shout out to all of our Bronx Knights that are here. I see South Carolina, North Carolina. I see Alabama in the house. We'll be back.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is.
Break every chain.
Break every chain. Come on, say to me.
Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising.
That's the song this morning. God has come to break every chain in our personal and spiritual lives as we have the honor to have our returning guest, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple in the Bronx. His model, our model, and this is what I would like for your model to be: one voice, one sound, one family, one love. We want to welcome you back again, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. Pastor, you in the house.
God bless you, Minister Kim. God bless you, Sister Kim. Sutter, thank you so much for having me on once again. It's always a privilege to be a part of the Morning Glory Talk Show, where we're able to minister to those and speak what God would have for us to say. And what better way to start the morning, start your weekend.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. It's truly an honor to always be in your presence. Kim was like, oh, I have him too. I've had him twice because he's my professor. Amen. So it's wonderful. And if no one knows about the school, amen, we definitely going to give you an opportunity to let them know that we got a school going on, amen, and we are doing wonderful works at the school, inspired work, we're definitely getting God's word there, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. First semester was challenging, amen, but guess what, with you, I made it through, I was determined to finish, so I'm glad that our semester started, but guess what? It's not too late for those who are listening to register. What I love about it, we have an online and offline campus, and we're going to talk about that when we get to our next segment. But Pastor is back, Dr. Cooper is back, to share with us how experience and maintain personal revival. We'll finish our 21-day consecration, our fasting, our praying. You know how you made all the sacrifices, but, you know, after the 21st day, I don't know where you might be, but I know it's been a struggle, and we're going to be real today, amen? We want to help you to maintain holy life, amen, a holy lifestyle to get what God has for you in this year. So this is why Pastor's back, and we told you he was coming back. We want to be committed to our word here because that's all we got, right, Pastor, is our word.
Amen.
So
amen.
With further ado, Pastor, tell us how important it is for us to experience and maintain personal revival once we have consecrated, fast, prayed, and made up our mind to live holy. How does one do that?
It's actually very important because if I may, it has become, I would say, religious that the beginning of each year that we sow first fruits, and we usually sow that in an annual consecration, which is usually the first 21 days. Some organizations and some churches take it a little further. But what happens is it is during those 21 days, those first few days of the year, that we consecrate ourselves, consecrating meaning to set ourselves aside for the Lord. It is during this time where he shines his light on us, he sets us aside, where he can cleanse us, where we can hear him clearly. But it is during those 21 days that we experience a level of maturity, a level of growth, and a revival. But it is usually on that 22nd day, 23rd day, 24th, as we begin to get out of the months of January and get into the month of February, that we do not sometimes continue to experience the level of spiritual maturity that we did in the first 21 days. And usually that is due to the fact that some of the things that we used to do, that we did during the 21 days, we kind of slack off those things. We kind of do not, I would say, take it as serious as we did in the first 21 days, because over the years we have become accustomed of, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. But it should not just be a seed that we sow in the first 21 days of the year. It should be, 21 days of the year. It should be every day of our life that we have the ability to experience and maintain a personal revival. And there's a process that we go through to do those things.
And I know that you have some information that's going to help us to be on track daily. Amen. There is a process. And I believe when we come back, you are going to give us some steps in this process. Because I know here we want to stay holy. Amen. We want to see the change of things. I want to make sure that my life was not in vain, that I am walking the walk that God has given me. Amen. God has given us an assignment. And this is the time that we ought to embrace it. Yes, there's going to be some challenges, but guess what? If you do it with God, honey, he's going to bring you to, and he's going to bring you out of it. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with your host this morning, Minister Kim, family and friends, and our returning guest, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple here in the Bronx. One voice, one sound, one family, one love. We'll be back.
Hi, I am Ms. Myra Smith Fry, and on behalf of the I Am Special Movement, I want to take this time to invite you to visit the porch. Come on, stop by on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Dial 832-551-5100, access code 232885 for the I Am Special Inspirational Call. We not only offer you an ice-cold mason jar full of lemonade or tea, but we make sure that you know you are special. Thanks to all the great information, knowledge, and wisdom shared there, you are going to leave knowing that special people do special things. So come on by each Sunday. Join us on the porch.
Welcome back to another uplifting show with your host, Minister Kim, family and friends. Today we have our returning guest, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple here in the Bronx. He is here to share with us how to experience and maintain personal revival once you have been consecrated, once you have completed your fast, you've been praying, you've made the necessary sacrifices. 21 days is over, we're in a new month, and where are you right now, in this very hour, where are you? Dr. Cooper has some power principles to share with us to stay on our course, living holy. Dr. Cooper, we are ready.
Well, to start, the first thing that we have to look at is, and as you know from sitting under my teaching, I think it's very crucial that we define words. The first thing that we've got to understand before we can accept any principle is to understand what it is to be revived. Usually it is the purpose of our consecration is to purify us spiritually. So those things that we are seeing that are killing our spiritual life, those things that are, I would say, polluting our spiritual life, when we consecrate, we're actually bringing back to life and taking our spiritual life to that next level. One of the things that I love so much is that revival also brings a consciousness back to us. What that actually means is that what we sometimes become desensitized to when we consecrate, we reverence the things of God a little more. And it is in that consecration that we get the strength to be able to say no to certain things, to say no to going to certain places, and to say no to some relationships that we've had that have brought toxins into our life. So the first thing that we've got to look at, that if we're going to experience and maintain personal revival, the first thing that we have to do is we have to ask the Holy Spirit, or we could say, like we said in the old church, the Holy Ghost, to reveal any unconfessed sin in our life. The first issue here is that oftentimes we are really good at seeing what's going wrong with someone else, but sometimes never really seeking God for what's going on in our heart. Because oftentimes there are things that are taking place in our heart where the enemy has built a stronghold, and he pulls the strings on that stronghold at the most, I would say, at an inconvenient time in our life. But in order for us to continue to go forward and to maintain personal revival, the first thing that we have to do is we have to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal anything that's going on in our life. Point it out to me. The old mothers in the church used to say, shine your light on me, Lord. You know, when we ask God and when we humble ourselves and say, God, I know that I'm not perfect. If there's anything in me that's not like you, I need you to show it to me. And this has to be a daily process. This has to be something that we do on a daily basis. Even if we haven't committed anything, we know we've done. Even if you are not fighting with anything, find it in your daily life to say, God, if there's anything. And that's one of the first steps of humbling ourselves, because a lot of times we don't know everything that's going on in our heart. But God knows our heart better than we know ourselves.
Awesome. Yeah, I think we do need to daily seek the Lord. I know on Wednesday night you shared with us one of your power principles, and that we're talking about. And he said, daily we need to go ask God, God, search my heart, search the hidden secrets of my heart, that dark place that we don't think is dark, but is sin, you know what I mean? And we have to do that because, you know, even thinking right now, in the Bible it talks about being stiff-necked. It talks about turning over to reprobated mind. We get to a place that we think our wrong is good. We think what we're doing is justifiable and it's okay to do it. So when we start putting us and we start doing all the thinking and all the rationalization, then we miss God. We miss the opportunity to ask God for forgiveness and show us the way. But if we have a conscious mind, every day wake up and say, God, search my heart. Examine the area of my life that I'm not even looking at. Examine me so that I can live the life that you want me to. Because I don't want to go to hell, and this is true talk. Kim don't want to go to hell. I ain't talking about Minister Kim. Kim do not want to go to hell. I'll be so pissed off at myself. That way, God beat me up. I will beat my own self up, Pastor. So I have to be aware of what I need to do. I have to be accountable.
Amen.
I have to be accountable. So I like this. We do have a question. We have a few questions that individuals have been inboxing. I shout out to our Facebook page community, the Morning Glory Ivy of Hope. You're inboxing us questions today, and we appreciate you. One is, and I'm just going to read them, how does one experience a personal revival when they seem to surround themselves with ungodly people? Okay. I know you hit a little bit about that, but they want to know.
Yes. first step is that when we understand our goals, when we understand our where our path of destiny is headed. There are certain things that cannot go with us. There is something that I've been saying for years, and if we keep this at the forefront, it will help us to be able to remove those things from our life that consistently hinder us. And I call it the three E's. You can't do everything, you can't go everywhere, and you can't be with everybody if you're going to live a consecrated life. Now, I'm going to read into this question. I believe it could be twofold, because sometimes we are trying to maintain and experience a revival in our lives spiritually when we work in ungodly environments or things of that nature. But actually, you can still maintain a personal revival working in that environment. Be mindful of the things that you allow to go into your spirit. Don't join in every conversation. You know, I'm being honest here, everything is not funny. Because what that actually does, it begins to break down, you know, your spirit. And your tolerance, your spiritual tolerance, your reverence begins to fall short because now you accept things that you should take a stand against. So being able to maintain that revival in the midst of ungodly people, sometimes you have to be bold enough to say, you know, I can't go today or I can't do this. And little by little that those relationships will take a second seat to primary relationships that will help you get where you need to go.
And, you know, I'll just add to that because that's some good stuff because that is like a work environment, and sometimes our work environment is not conducive to our belief and what our walk, our goals. That's what you use, our goals, and how do you stay there. You know, for me personally, we work in cubicles, so I can't go up so far, but I love headsets. You know, I'm one to put on a headset. I'm one if a discussion is going on and they're like, well, you know, Kim, what do you think? I'll be like, no comment, you know. And I have found myself sometimes commenting on something, thinking it was going one way and it goes another way, and then I'll drop back. And they're like, so what happened? I'm like, y'all going too deep for me. You know, I'll say it so it's not offensive. But, you know, I'm like, y'all going too deep for me. And I'll get back on those headsets. Or one of the things that I'll do that I was not aware of, but one of my closest co-workers, she mentioned that. She said, you'll dismiss us in a minute. And I'm like, what do you mean? She says, I can tell when you're like, okay, that's enough. I don't want to hear no more. You'll start typing. And I'm like, I don't want to be offensive. But I guess, you know, spiritually, the Holy Ghost is like, you know what? This is going too far because you don't know their heart. So let me just give you, go back to work. Stay focused on what you're there for. I'm just being honest to help somebody today, Pastor. So if you're in that situation at work, then, you know, get a headphone. Stay cheap. Go to, you know, TJ Maxx, you know, get something for $5, get you some headphones, you know, 99 cent store. Do whatever you need to do to stay rooted and grounded. You know, I know on, you know, at work, they have banned us from using social media sites, but you got a phone, you got a, you know, iPad, you got some type of device that you can look up and get the word, you know, whether it is YouTube, whether it's something that your pastor or someone preached to you, whether it's us, amen, go to blogtalkradio.com/The Morning Glory and listen to our segments. We'll be back on The Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, family and friends, and our returning guest today, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, how to experience and maintain personal revival when we come back.
Did you know that your body is made up of mostly water?
We can't live without it.
Delicious.
I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free.
Juice and soda are dessert.
That's why we choose water first.
Water helps us stay alive. Have some water, give me five.
Water is the best choice all the time for kids of every age.
Learn more at zubertubers.com.
We're back. And this is your host, Minister Kim, family and friends on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Listeners, we see you and we thank you for embracing our studio this morning. The lines are open if you have a comment, if you have a response. We are definitely here to help you. Continue to send us your questions by inboxing us at the Morning Glory IV of Hope on Facebook. Pastor, it's always a blessing to have you come and enlighten us on building our spiritual walk. Now, I was just inboxed, and I'm not going to say the name. I love you, Myra. But she said, don't forget. Everybody's saying, don't forget. You said it on the previous show that Pastor was going to come back. And this was a conversation that you had with one of our callers, and they wanted to know about the voices. So conversations going on in my head. That's what they said. Conversations going on in my head. They would love for you to come back and discuss that because they had brought it up on our last call with you, and they just wanted help because they felt like this is also an area that will cause them to get off course and get off course on that goal. So that's awesome. You want to tap into it now or you want to wait another time?
I can start it now, and then we can pretty much expand on that. When we experience things like that, we have to try to find a medium to bring peace to our mind.
Yeah.
One of the I would say the main things that I find to come peace to my mind when I cannot rest and my mind is just racing and things are trying to interfere with me is that I'll recite a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I'll recite a scripture. And one of the things that it works into what we're talking about today, because one of the things that keeps us revived, keeps us on a level where we experience God's revival, is reading, studying, and meditating on God's word, memorizing His word, because it is His word that gives us the ability to shoot down every fiery dart that the enemy sends our way. It's His word that gives us the ability to overcome any negativity, anything that is ungodly, any activity that is designed to attack our mind, to attack our bodies, to attack our spirit. It is His word. And once we get that word in our spirit, that is our weapon. That is our weapon. Colossians 3:16 reads on this wise. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. It is these things that the Holy Spirit brings back to your remembrance in the moment when you're experiencing things that you know are definitely an attack of the enemy.
See, this stuff is good stuff. I know that our listeners are being blessed. And again, the lines are open, and we do have more questions for you this morning. The next one is, why is it when I seem to be on the right track, I feel something is pulling me to go in the opposite direction? I feel like I'm in darkness at this moment.
When I feel that I am on, let me make sure I heard you correctly. When I feel that I'm on the right track, I feel that something is pulling me in the opposite direction towards mm-hmm. darkness. And that's mm-hmm. what you said to me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Understand that there is always, 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 and I cannot say it enough, that whenever you are pursuing God, whenever you make up your mind that you're going to follow God, understand that there is always going to be an attempt and an attack to come against your identity, try to slow your progress, and try to keep you from producing. This is key right here, Galatians 5, 22. It's going to try to keep you from producing fruit. So okay. there is always going to be that thing because according to Scripture, you know, the flesh wars against the spirit. You know, King James Version talks about lusteth. You know, so there is always going to be those moments in our life where there is something, no matter how long you've been saved, no matter how long you've been going to church, there's always going to be something that tries to keep you from maturing in God and growing in God. and pursuing him the way that you want to. But at the end of the day, always know that you have the victory. Always know that God is for you. And if you continue to fight, stand on his word, he will give you the strength to overcome whatever you're wrestling with, whatever is trying to pull you. He is your victory.
Amen to that. I was thinking about the scripture with Apostle Paul when he talks about it in the book of Romans, chapter 7, I believe it's like the 21st verse, when he talks about, so I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. It's always present.
Yes. Yes, you will always have something that will come alive in your spirit, because the old mothers in the church used to say there's a war going on. And this is what we find before the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. It talks about the manifestations of the flesh. And before that, in verse 17, we see that it says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye. Always something that's trying to come alive in our flesh. But it is when we sow into our spirit, man, when we read that word, meditate on the word, pray, let God speak to our spirit, that's what gives us the strength to overcome our flesh.
Thank
it is the word
so
of God
much.
That the it is the word of God that the flesh will submit to when it is instituted.
Thank you, Pastor. See, that's why I love fellowshipping at Kingdom Light Temple here in the Bronx, 3030 Jerome Avenue. I'm just putting it out there for you. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. When we come back, Pastor, we want to get back into your manual, Amen, Basic Steps of Successful Fasting and Praying 2015, where you have how to experience and maintain a personal revival, and you have some key principles. I just would like for you to just go over a little of them. And then those who would like a copy, guess what? This manual is absolutely free. My pastor always talks about the soul. Amen. He always wants to make sure your soul is lining up with God. So guess what? He's giving you this manual for definitely for free. All you have to do is let me know that you want a copy, and I will definitely send you it by email. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim and our returning guest, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper in the building. Kingdom
Ladies,
Life, you
would
rock.
You like to feel
love
more confident,
you.
More empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you. And it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize. So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.imeuniversity.com, and let's let the world know that we are here.
Wonder. show yourself to me in a special way, revealing more and more of your glory every day. Your awesomeness around me, everywhere I go, your favor and your love.
Yes, God is awesome. He is awesome. He's amazing. And he wants you to obtain everything that his heart desired for you from the very beginning of time. It is so, so amazing to have this conversation in this season in all of our lives. And I'm grateful to have Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, my pastor from Kingdom Life Temple, here with us this morning. I'm so grateful to have you, those who are on the switchboard. We shout out all our area codes each week because we want you to know that we see you and we appreciate you. We have Alabama, we have Queens, New York in the house, Brooklyn Knights are in the house today, we have the Bronx in the house, we have Alabama, I said earlier, North Carolina, South Carolina, we even have Arizona this morning. So we want to thank you so, so much for being here. I know when before we went to commercial, I said we were going to dive into the basic steps of successful fasting and prayer, how to experience and maintain personal revival. This is a manual that my pastor put out last year, but guess what he did this year? He updated it just for us, amen, because we have the heart of God and for God's people. But before that, when we went on break, we have a studio question, and I dare not allow this question to be unknown because you, our family and friends are listening in. You might have the same question, but you have not been able to get to us because the lines are beaming this morning. But we're going to let our radio angel, executive producer Kim Insettis, come at this time. So, Kim?
That I've had amongst my peers, and it's always said that if you're not being attacked, your life is not progressing. So if you're not having something that's actually, I hate to say, like going wrong in your life, you know, there's some type of spiritual attack on you, you know, and maybe it's not personally on you, but it's within the family, there's no attack or something going on, then you're not really being, I don't know how to say it. It's like your life is not really progressing in God, but yet the devil has a hold on you. Did I say that correctly? I mean, I know what I'm saying. I'm trying to get it out because this is a debate that my peers and I have had. Like, if you don't have attacks in your life from the devil, then you're not really growing in God. But if, like, your life is going and it's smooth and everything is great and so on and so forth, and you're going to church and you're praising God and you believe in your heart 100% that you are in good relationship with God, but nothing's happening to you, your life is not really going anywhere. I'm trying to say it and not sound like an idiot while I'm telling you.
No, you're not. You know, understand there's never a bad question or a question that makes anyone sound in a particular manner. Questions are what gives us the ability to, I would say, grow as well. That is a loaded question, but I'm going to answer it in a specific way here. One of the things that I would say is, I wouldn't say that is 100% true, and I'm giving you my perspective of it. You may have some other theologians or other doctors that may look at it a different way, but I look at it this way. If you're not going through something, we've got to understand the love of God, because a lot of times, what I go through, I'm graced to go through it. And you may not be graced to go through that yet. So a lot of times you won't go through something that is just traumatically horrible and people are saying, wow, she's really growing in God because she's going through that. A lot of times it takes, it's a process. God knows what you can handle and he knows exactly what is needed to come your way, or what will try you in order for you to grow. I believe, and this again is my personal opinion towards this, I believe that when we say if you're not going through something, then you're not growing in God, I believe that's just something that has worked its way around the church, someone's personal perception on this is the way to grow. Let me give you a good way to grow. When you know the Word of God, and it doesn't have to be some deep revelation, when you know the Word of God speaks against sin, and you know that there is something going on in your life, growth is when I see myself in this, I see myself getting in it, and I have to stop doing it. So I'm going to take steps 1, 2, and 3 to stop doing this thing. That's a sign of growth right there. So it is not always necessary that you have to have a trial in order to grow. Trials will come when God has graced you enough to overcome it. You see, God is not going to let more come upon you than you could bear. It is the enemy's job to try to break you down and to destroy you. That's his job, to try to destroy you. And God is not going to allow a device to come against you that you cannot handle. So when you see someone going through a deep trial, it is usually that God has graced them to handle it because he has already prepared a way for them to get out of it. So depending on the individual, depending on who it is, God works with us differently based on where we are. So I hope that answered your question on this morning.
Wow. That's all I have to say.
Wow. I was like, wow, now I dropped the mic.
I was saying wow because that totally makes sense. You know, when I think about the trials that I go through and that kind of, you know, in my mind I'm like, well, this is kind of small. The bottom line is that I don't know if I could handle a health issue. You know what I mean? But I'm struggling, like God is dealing with me with the whole thing of money and who are you going to serve and why are you worrying and so on and so forth. And so this just makes so much sense. It's like you at this level, this is what we got to deal with right here. And the part that you said, when you go through steps that you know you grown, and it's so crazy because I just had this conversation with somebody. I was like, you know, there was a time where I would have went off on one of my coworkers. I mean, like, totally went off, and I was ready to go off on this coworker. But God said, no, I'm going to sit you down. You need to sit down, and you need to be quiet. And then gave me a scripture, and I say, I'm so sorry, because now I'm getting emotional about it, because I listened to him, and I took that scripture that he gave me to heart. Sure enough, my coworker turned around when I was out and was so saddened because my plant died. Now, that doesn't sound like a big thing, but he was trying to revive my plant. Like he would, but my supervisor told him to leave my plant alone. But still in all, the fact that he had a heart after he had already really attacked me, and I was just, ugh. So I totally get it. See, this is why you my professor. Okay, I'm going on mute now. Already, I'm still in class, and it's Saturday morning. I love it.
That's
all right. Awesome.
Giving you back
we
the mic, Mr. Kim.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to open up. I'm going to continue reiterating. The lines are open. You know, you have questions, shoot it to us, inbox us. Or just, you know, open up your mic, and we'll definitely get signal from Kim, and we'll definitely bring you in. This is good stuff this morning, and we thank God for you, Dr. Cooper.
Thank you for having me today. You're welcome.
Let me also say this. I said it, I think, once about the manual. I have been, my phone was blowing up. Please send me the manual. So as y'all was dialoguing, I'm like, okay, I'm definitely going to send it to you because I want to make sure that my words have power, and they're authentic enough to let you understand how your life is important for me. Your soul is important to me. My pastor's teaching us how important and how it's about winning souls. So this is what you need, and I know it's good because it's good for us. We have been using it. We've been making it applicable to our life and our walk with Christ. So we're definitely going to get the manual out to you today. We're going to get you the manual. Please give us feedback. You know, when pastor's here, when he's not here, I will definitely relay the message to him that, you know, the manual is blessing you so that we know that we are doing what God has called us to do. Amen? Pastor, we're going to go for a break because everyone is having a blow-up time right now in the studio. Mics have dropped. Amen. Tissues are out. Fruit basket is out. Nobody touching the fruit right about now. But when we come back, we definitely going to get into the manual, all right? We'll be back.
Yo, P. Jay, ready. It's the new swag, baby.
woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa. Why?
A little bit while we were off air, everyone. That's what we do here. We love on one another. Also, show, if you have any remarks, please let us know. Hit us up. You know, the mics are definitely open. Our pastors here to pour into you. Amen. Pour in all of us. How to experience and maintain a personal revival. Pastor, tell us some power principles. I know we talked about ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any unconfessed in your life, which is hard to do, but we need to do it. We need to do it because we don't have all the answers. We definitely, that's hard, but we need to do it. We need to do it. So we're going to give you back the mic and let you let God have his way in you so that we can take notes here in the studio. And I'm encouraging those who are listening, when you come, bring a notepad and start jotting down these notes. And if you have questions later, just inbox us and we'll respond to you at a later time. All right? The mic is in your hand.
Well, after we make up our mind and we determine that we're going to cleanse ourselves and ask God for anything that's there in our heart, in our life, we have to be prepared for the answer. And a lot of times we ask God for stuff, but we're not prepared for the answer. And usually that leads into us, surely, Lord, that's not for me, because that's not me. When God speaks concerning an area in your life, he's going to make it clear. And the only way that you're going to maintain and experience personal revival is when you respond to what God is saying. So when we ask God to deal with or to reveal any unconfessed sin in our life and anything that he sees that is unrighteous, unholy, we've got to say, God, okay, when you say it, prepare me, grace me, give me the strength to be able to do what it is that you want me to do. And one of the things that the enemy uses in a great force, with a great force in this day and time, is forgiveness, whether it's against us, whether it's ourselves, whether it's against someone else. When God is cleansing us, we have to put ourselves in a place where we seek forgiveness from all who has offended us, forgive those who have hurt you, and make restitution where God leads you. And you see, one of the hard things about that is when God tells you to do something, sometimes we only want to hear what God is saying for others, but not for ourselves. But if we're really going to maintain revival, that consciousness, that spiritual level, forgiveness is a very huge part of that. When we talk about forgiveness, what we're actually saying is you have to have a willingness to do it. So this is why when God begins to cleanse your heart, he turns over everything. I often say when we pray, I say, God, plow our hearts. That's a terminology taken from farmers where they flip the ground over and over. And this is what we should ask God to do with us, plow our hearts so that there's anything in there, turn it over and over so that I can see it. And one of the things he will tell us is to seek forgiveness. If you've hurt anybody, if anybody's hurt you, deal with it, because that is a weight that can cause sickness in your life. It's a weight, once unforgiveness is in your heart, it is something that can cause you to make bad decisions. You know, so when God leads you to make restitution for where relationships have been broken, things have gone astray, family members have left you, God is saying that if I'm going to cleanse your heart, I've got to heal your heart first. And if you're going to be able to make the right decisions, I have to heal your heart. And forgiveness blocks a lot of that. One of the power principles that we dealt with on Wednesday night was after we asked him to reveal anything in our hearts and we seek him for forgiveness for who we've offended, whom offended us, and we go and we make restitution, the heart now has the freedom to become that place where we can examine. Because now, once I know that God is dealing with me, now I get to the place where I say, God, examine every motive I have, every word I release, every deed that's going on with me. And we can ask him to cleanse our heart daily. Because if we can respond to God telling us to forgive and God telling us to do these things, we are able to put ourselves in a position where daily we say, God, cleanse my heart. What is it that I need to do today to get a healthy heart and not walk around with spiritual heart disease? We position ourselves to be able to be in a place where God can do surgery on stuff that has been ailing us for years. And your level of revival will continue to grow as long as you let God handle your heart.
Woo! Question is, are we walking around with a diseased heart? Amen. Because we're not being spiritually fed and we're not going to God and asking him to cleanse our heart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we have to understand that, you know, when we look at something in the natural, we can also look at it in the spiritual. When we look at heart disease in the natural, that is something that clogs the veins. So when we talk about that in a spiritual format, spiritual heart disease is what's blocking the veins or the conduit of your heart where you can't get healed, where you can't get set free, where you're still broken after month after month. The only person that can heal half the stuff that we go through is God. The only person that can revive half the things that we have experienced that has gotten us into this ailment of spiritual heart disease is God. And it is crucial here that when we ask God to heal our heart, that when we ask God to come in, we have to take a stand where another power principle I taught on Wednesday night, we have to refuse to obey our cardinal nature. We have to refuse to obey our cardinal nature, because whenever we seek forgiveness or whenever we look to get healed in a certain way, the enemy will always try to rise up a thought in your mind or rise up something to try to make you believe that's not going to work, that's not going to work, you are right, continue to keep to yourself, continue to do this, because the end result is to keep you from maturing in God and fulfilling your purpose. So if he can hold your heart and suppress of things in your heart and continue to build a strong hole in your heart, he can keep you from going forward and becoming who God has called you to be.
Wow, my mic is dropping. Bring back up so I can get off the floor. Spiritual heart disease. One of the stuff there could be unforgiveness. That's powerful. And it's hard for us to talk about that sometimes or even take the necessary steps to work on that forgiveness. I said I forgive you, but every time I think of it, I always come back to you and bring that same stuff. Have you really forgiven them? Have you really turned your heart over to God? Because guess what? You have spiritual heart disease. I got heart disease. I need to go in my prayer closet right about now. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, family and friends, and my pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Center. We'll be back. And I need to, Kim will not allow me to leave without saying this. Texas is in the house. We appreciate you, Myra Fry. We are so grateful to have Texas in the house. We'll be back.
want a heart that forgets, a heart full of love, one with compassion just like yours above, one that overcomes evil, goodness and love. Like it never happened, never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgets, lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again, one that men can offend because your word is thin, one that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ. Want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. Want a love like you, be like you, just like you did. Want a heart that forgives. Want a heart that forgets when the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting.
I want a heart that forgives. We're here today. This message is for us, the saved, the leaders, you who are here. This is no accident that you showed up for the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Yes, we send out messages and invitations, but guess what? God ordered your footsteps. Are you holding on to something that you can let go right now? I want you to get that very thing in your mind right now. We got to have a heart that forgives. If we want to remain revived this year, we're going to have to learn how to let go. We're going to have to learn how to get the attention of God so that he can do heart surgery on us, because our spirit is tainted. Our heart has been hurt. It's been broken. So at this time, I would ask my pastor, my spiritual father, our returning guest, Pastor Dr. Thomas Scooper, to come and pray. I want to pray for you today. I want to pray for the studio. I want to pray for my family today. So I'm going to ask Pastor to come. If you don't mind, Pastor.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Father.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you today. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for just this opportunity. You're a gracious God. You're a mighty God. You're a loving God. You're a faithful God. You're an all-knowing God. And we bless you today. Father, Lord God, we ask first and foremost that you would forgive us for any sin that we've committed knowingly and unknowingly, God, that we might receive, Lord God, your full restoration spiritually. Lord God, we pray today, God, that you would stretch out your hand from heaven. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch every listener that is on this call this morning. We pray, Lord God, that you would grace them with the strength to come from behind closed doors. Grace them with the strength to overcome every obstacle and hindrance that has held them down this far. Father, today I speak, Lord God, over every life prophetically that is on this phone, that everything that has kept them from maintaining and experiencing personal spiritual revival, it dies today. It will no longer have a hold on their life. It will no longer keep them from becoming who you spoke over their life for them to be. Father, this day we speak victory in every home that's represented here today. Father, we speak victory over every family that's represented here today. Father, we speak victory, Lord God, that every purpose will go forth. Father, we pray right now, Lord God, and we come against every spirit, Lord Jesus, that would bind your people this day. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for loving us. We thank you, Lord God, for being faithful, Lord God, even in the times when we were not faithful. You're a powerful God. You're an all-knowing God. And we thank you today for what you've done. Father, Lord God, we confess even today, God, that if there is any sin in our life, God, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you would remove it. Help us to be the sons and daughters that you've called us to be in such a time as this. And we'll be ever so careful to give you praise. Father, Lord God, we thank you in advance, Lord Jesus, right now for kingdom growth, for kingdom living, and kingdom maturity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And just give God a few minutes of praise.
Thank
him
you,
wherever you are. Amen. Just begin to thank him. Amen. If God is working on your heart right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
You shall be free. Amen. You shall be whole. You should be everything that God has called you to be. We thank God for your life. We thank God. God, we just give you glory right now. We just thank you for your love that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your love because it's agape love. You loved us unconditionally. So, Father, we just thank you today, God. We thank you for the lives being changed this year. We even thank you for new covenant relationships, God. Bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. My pastor tells us after we pray in the morning, he says, go forth and serve. Go forth and let those who are near you today know what God has done. Just testify what God has done. Because guess what? You had spiritual heart surgery right here on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with my pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. Amen. It has been a wonderful time with you. This manual is awesome. There are 16, amen, power principles that you can incorporate in your life, and you really should. And if you have not inboxed us or emailed us, please do. You can inbox us on Facebook at The Morning Glory, Ivy of Hope, as well as email us at hope@themorningglory.org. And we'll definitely get you this free mag. It's free, but guess what? The knowledge, the wealth of information that you're going to receive from Dr. Thomas S. Cooper is going to bless your life. It's going to keep you in revival mode. Amen. And you will definitely see the benefits of God in your life. You'll be also be able to see your loved ones turn their life over to God because you are that sacrifice. We love you, Pastor, and we appreciate you, all that you're doing here in the Bronx and aboard. Continue to do what God has called you. We continue to lift you up in prayer. Amen?
Thank you so much for having me today.
You're welcome. God bless you. When we come back, we're going into our next segment. Be going in the hood. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim, family and friends. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Steve Harvey. You know, some people might say I'm a star, but to me, moms are the real stars. You know, they do so much and they show a lot of love for their kids each and every day. That's why I'm excited to partner with Coca-Cola to kick off this year's Coca-Cola Pay It Forward program, which includes the all-new Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy and a $5,000 scholarship for the winners. The Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy is an all-expense-paid, 3-day experience designed to encourage high academic achievement for teens and provide school tips for moms as they support their teen's academic goals. To give your teen a chance to win this experience, hosted by Coca-Cola and me in Atlanta this summer, go to coke.com/payitforward.
Here's to In Your Hood with Minister Kim bringing you information from the community. As of January 24th, the state's Development of Environmental Protection issued that it was illegal to dispose of covered devices such as computers, laptops, monitors, televisions in the trash. Telephones are excluded for all you telephone lovers. But trash haulers will no longer be able to take covered devices which contain heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and other materials that shouldn't mix with the curbside trash stream. According to the DEP, people who want to dispose of the devices may continue to donate them to charities or recycle them. Let us know how you're doing with this change. Inbox us at The Morning Glory, IVO Hope, on Facebook. Kingdom Life Food Pantry was awesome last month. We continue to thank you for all of your support. We also ask you to continue to support by donating non-perishable foods to us at Kingdom Life Temple at 3030 Jerome Avenue. And if you cannot drop it off, let us know by inboxing us once again at The Morning Glory IVO Hope on Facebook, and we'll definitely schedule a pickup to get these non-perishable items. And if you don't know, the Word of God lets us know in the book of 1 John 3:17-18. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against them, how does God's love abide in you? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. This month, Kingdom Life Food Pantry will be open on February 21st between the hours of 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. I advise you to get there early because we fed over 40 families last month, and our shelves were completely empty, and it was truly a blessing. We thank God for Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper for allowing us this opportunity to be a blessing in the community. Making of a Margue was postponed on last month by our very own Darlene A. Anderson. She was here a few months ago. We have the new date, which is going to be April 4th. We will keep you abreast of all of the details. I'm so, so excited. There's going to be some awesome people there that day. Every Sunday afternoon, there is a brunch at Melba's for you. So grab your family up and definitely be a part of Melba's brunch. All of our In the Hood information is definitely on our community page on Facebook. You just have to like our page by going to The Morning Glory, IVO Hope, on Facebook. We'll be back on The Morning Glory International with Hope, with your girl, Minister Kim, and family and friends.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love so. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you there. Everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours.
your blessings. Yep. From our list, from our studio to yours, go get your blessing. You have been spiritually fed. Amen. Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, and I'm telling you, if you don't have a place to fellowship tomorrow, we definitely have a place for you. It's called Kingdom Life Temple in the Bronx. The address is 3030 Jerome Avenue. That is near Bethel Park. Get right off the train, get right off the bus, take a cab, get in your car, do carpool, and get there. Meet us there at the temple at 8:30 for prayer. That's one of the things that we do. We pray. We are a praying church. That's our foundation prayer, having that commune relationship with God. So we definitely want you to join us then, and then join us for our worship hour at 9:30 a.m. where we embrace with the word of God by our very own pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. And then, you know, just fellowship with us afterwards and let us know how the service blessed you. Amen. I love this segment because it's always all about God and it's always about you here on our radio station. So at this time, we're going into our next segment. It's all about you. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim. Setting clear personal boundaries is the key to ensure relationships are mutually respectful, supportive, and caring. Boundaries are a measure of self-esteem. They set the limits for acceptable behavior from those around you, determining whether they feel able to put you down, make fun, or take advantage of your good nature. If you often are made uncomfortable by others' treatment of you, it may be time to reset these boundaries to a more secure level. Weak boundaries leave you vulnerable and likely to be taken for granted or even damaged by others. On the other hand, a healthy self-respect will produce boundaries which show you deserve to be treated well. They also will protect you from exploratory relationships which can become very explosive and eventually cause death to you or to the other partner. Here at the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, we believe in wellness. We believe in you having knowledge and understanding of what can take place in relationships. This is why we continue to stress, make the right decisions. Make the decisions that are going to benefit your life and those around you. And with that, we have our new segments coming to the platform this month. We have Man Talk 101. We have our expert relationship partners that are going to come. We have Kimberly Arrington. You know she is awesome. She's been with us before. And for the very first time, we will have a brother, Vincent Harris, joining us. So we are so excited for our relationship experts being a part of the Morning Glory this season with us, as well as we have a money expert. We need to be excellent stewards, good stewards over our finances. Our radio angel, Kim, mentioned that about how she has been possessed, she has been obsessed, amen, with her money, making sure that she is spending it in the right manner, amen. So we're going to have a money expert, Ray Jenkins, come and share with us some awesome tips to help us to be excellent stewards over our finances. And then we're going to have our returning Leadership Corner expert, Sasha Lindsay. We have something for our young people, so please, family, embrace our young people by inviting them to join us every Saturday morning here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be back.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
For being with us this morning and being a part of our Gleam of Hope show. And we thank God for Pastor Dr. Thomas Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple, all of you who have continuously been a support, our sponsors. We want to thank you so much. Myra Fry, amen, from the porch, as well as Kimberly Arrington for IM University, and all of you who have been praying for us. It's been a blessing to have you, all of our guests who have paved the way to help us to mature in God in our personal as well as our spiritual development. We never leave this show without giving someone the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We believe if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ rose from the dead for you to have eternal life, then you are saved. We encourage you to get into a Bible teaching church to help you on this journey. We celebrate your new covenant relationship with God and to have that experience, the fellowship with all of your brothers and sisters in the gospel. So we say hallelujah, and we thank God for your life. We will continue to pray with you, amen, that God will continue to guide you as you are searching for a church home. And remember, Kingdom Life is in the Bronx. That's with Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, 3030 Jerome Avenue, near Bedford Park. So it's not far, and it's a blessing. It's a family that loves you. Our motto is one voice, one sound, one family, one love. We don't say it, but that's what we do. So we want to thank you again. Come back next week, where we will introduce you to our relationship experts, Kimberly Arrington, as well as Vincent Harris. We're going to have an awesome time. Man Talk 101. We got to get these relationships right. We got to get it right first with God and with our families, amen, with ourselves, coworkers, those who God brings us into contact with. We cannot be offensive, but we got to show love. My motto is, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Lord, allow my love to be kind, amen, because you know we have all these cliches and we always have our misconceptions of what love is, but love is kind, love is meek. Love is long-suffering, is just, and that's what we have to be, the fruits of God today. So we want to thank you once again. Come back on next week and hear from our experts. You never know who's always going to be in the building. God bless you. Enjoy this rest of this awesome Saturday morning, afternoon, the evening, and be prepared for tomorrow for worship. God bless you until we meet again. God bless.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time to fly.
Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with